going to, I promise you, I will not. Amen. I appreciate the Word of God, and I appreciate Brother Troy. Amen. He's getting better and better all the time. Ain't he? Amen. I appreciate the message Sunday night. Amen. Really touched my heart and helped me, and I appreciate that today. And I sort of on the same line, and God moved me just a little bit. But I appreciate Brother Troy. Amen. Him standing and preaching the Word of God. Appreciate all these other men of God that God uses here in the church, and those that preach the Word of God. I appreciate you and I love you. I am certainly praying for you and praying that God open doors for you, and God just take you and use you for His honor and His glory. If you have your Bibles with you tonight, turn with us to the book of Ephesians, chapter number 6. Going to start reading a verse number 10 down through verse number 18 in the Word of God. If you'd like to stand in reverence of reading of the Word, you may do so. In Ephesians chapter number 6 and verse number 10, the Bible says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints." May God add His blessing to the reading of God's Word this afternoon. Brother Chris, would you pray for us, please? Amen. Appreciate that, Brother Chris. I want to try to preach to you this evening on standing strong with the Lord. If there's ever been a day that you and I need to stand with the Lord, it's the day that you and I are facing today. We look out into the world and we see a lot of things going on in this world, a lot of things that may upset us, may scare us, but I'm glad that we need to stand strong with the Lord God, realizing that He's able to take care of every need that you and I have in our heart and our life today. And youngers, if you're saved by the grace of God, we have nobody else but Him. You've got to stand with Him. You've got to walk with Him. My friend, everything that you do has got to be in Him today. Let Him lead and guide and direct you in this walk of life. We find here in the book of Ephesians in chapter number 6, it talks about that. In verse number 10, it says that we should stand with God. The Bible said, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might." Youngs, we today need to realize it's not you and I that do what we do today. It is Jesus Christ that lives inside of us today. My friend, we have to rely on Him for everything, my friend, in our life today. And we realize that God can help us where it comes to witnessing, where it comes, my friend, to anything that's done in this life, even your daily business that you do every single day, going to work and back and there while you're at work. My friend, we ought to have the mind of Christ in our heart and say, "Lord, You help me to be strong. You help me to stand for You today and do what You would want me to do in this day that I'm facing today." And you'll be amazed what God can do in your life. You'll be amazed at the doors God opened for you. You'll be amazed at the times that you can stand and witness for your Lord and Savior and realize that my friend, can do in their life what has been done in your life also. And so we need to realize today that we need to take a stand My friend, for him and loving him today, and be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. My friend, we find that there's one in the Word of God in the book of Joshua, chapter number 1. You'll find in the first few verses of that chapter that God came down to Joshua and said, Joshua, Moses is now dead. He said, he's dead, and it's time for you to step in and take the place of Moses and do what I asked you to do. Young's going to tell you something today. Preachers like myself at 66 years old, young's, one of these days, God's going to call us out of here. And we're going to have to have somebody that'll stand in our place. Somebody that'll stand on the Word of God and call it like it is, amen? And realize it's God, my friend, that does these things in our heart, in our life today. And I'm glad we've got some folk around here at Arbor Grove, our Calvary, my friend, that loves God, and my friend, that'll stand on the Word of God and realize it's all God, my friend, that does what they do in their heart and their life. We find the Bible said there in the Word of God in verse number 5 of the book of Joshua, it says, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Young's, I'm gonna tell you something today. God will never fail you, nor will he forsake you. My friend, if you'll just take that stand and be strong and courageous in him today, realizing, my friend, that he can do in our life what needs to be done. Verse 6, it says, be strong and of good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide and inheritance the land which I swear unto thy fathers to give. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest obtain, mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it from the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. God tells Joshua in many, many places here in the Word of God. In the very first chapter, he said, Joshua, I want you to be strong and very courageous. I bet you Joshua thought in his heart, well, I can't stand. I can't do like Moses did. And he's exactly right. Young as you can't do like I can do. I can't do like somebody else can do. You got to do what you got to do. Amen. I can't do the work for you. My friend, you got to do what you need to do with God. I've got to do what God wants me to do. My friend, we all need to be strong and very courageous. We find not only that, verse number 9, it says, have I not commanded thee, be strong and of good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. If you go to work, God's with you. If you're out there playing golf, God's with you. If you're out there in the field with a gun in your hand, God's with you. My friend, no matter where you at, God is with you. And my friend, God will be with us through the thick and thin of life. God will be with us through the things that we face in this life. God is with us today that are saved by God's grace in this world that you and I are living in today. It is a time, I believe, that God is soon coming back, my friend, to get his children. This world, my friend, I don't know how much longer, how, my friend, that God can sit up there in heaven and see what's going on in this world today. And he says, listen, my children, son, go back and get them and bring them up here to me. Let's go bring them home, my friend, and back to where in heaven, my friend, where they need to be and where they desire to be and where they want to be. But my friend, well, while we're here, we've got to stand. My friend, you got to stand. Now listen, if you let the devil run over you, my friend, and never take a stand, he'll do it all your life. My friend, every single day of your life. My friend, we need to take a stand. Stand for God. Stand for him and serve him and love him with everything that's in you today. My friend, God took Joshua. How, my friend, after Moses' death, and told him, said, listen, Joshua, I'm going to give you even the every place the sole your foot shall trod. He said, it shall be yours. Amen. My friend, God knows what he's doing. He is in control. And we just need to stand for him. Let him, my friend, be real in our heart, in our life today. And my friend, the Bible said there, finally, my brethren, in Ephesians, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. My friend, he told Joshua that in the Word of God. He's telling you and I that here in the book of Ephesians tonight. My friend, we need to stand and be strong in God and the power of his might. My friend, but listen, we've got to have, I want you to notice a couple of things that we're going to have and have to know, my friend, in our heart and our life. My friend, for us to take a stand. My friend, you got to know first of all who's speaking to you. Amen. My friend, you got to know who's speaking to you. I'm talking about who God deals with your heart and your life today. There's a difference in Satan coming in and dealing with you and God speaking to your heart and telling you what you need to do. Amen. My friend, we've got to realize that I know who's speaking to me today.
Amen.
My mom and dad, they could be in, we could be in a room. My mom and dad both were very soft-spoken people. We could be in a room, and my daddy could say, Kenny, come here. I knowed who it was. I didn't have to guess. I didn't have to wonder, because I recognized that voice. My wife can be in a group and call. I can hear her. And my friend, I can pick her out of anybody in this church when it comes to talking. My friend, I know her voice. I've heard it so much. And my friend, listen, we got to know who God is. And we got to know who we're talking to and who's talking to us. And my friend, you know that through that altar that Brother Troy preached on Sunday night. My friend, you got to get on your knees and pray to God. God, you help me. God, you speak to my heart. You show me what you how you want me to do. My friend, God will speak to you and he'll know right quickly, hey, this is God. And I'm going to do what he said he wants me to do, what he's telling me to do today. Younguns, you've got to know who you're speaking to. Amen. My friend, you speak to God. He'll tell you what you need to do. But preacher, I've got a friend there that work, and he's a man. I just can't witness to him. I mean, he's lost. I know he's lost, and I just can't witness to him. Youngs, if you'll just go to God in prayer and say, God, I pray for my friend. I pray that you'd open this door. I pray that you let me be a blessing to him. Let me be a help to him. Let me be an encouragement to him. Now, I guarantee you God's going to open that door for you. Youngs, we get this thing all tangled up when it comes to trying to win somebody to Christ. I want to tell you tonight, youngs, you can't win somebody to Christ by running them down in the life that they're in. You can't do it. You've got to love those folks. You've got to love them into the house of God. You've got to love them into the arms of God. You've got to show them that you're going to have love and compassion for that individual. You want to see them saved by the grace of God. I've had shotguns pulled on me. I've had things that you wouldn't believe. I told my wife the other day, I said, everybody else is writing a book. I'm going to write a book. I guarantee Preacher Mark could write a book. My friend, the things happen to us, men of God, that a lot of people don't get happen to them. But listen, we do it because we love God. We do what God would tell us to do. Youngs, God is, he wants us to make sure that we know who we're speaking to. And then number two, my friend, when you know who is speaking to you, you got to believe what he says. If you don't believe that book that you hold in your lap tonight, my friend, you might as well close it up and go out yonder and just live like the devil. My friend, just do anything and everything, my friend, that you want to do. If you don't believe what's laying in your lap right now, my friend, we got to believe what he says. He told Joshua, he said, Joshua, I'll be with you. Do you be strong and of good courage. He said, I'm going to be with you. As I was with Moses, I'm going to be with you. My friend, God took Joshua and used him in a great and a marvelous way. My friend, God can take each one of us tonight and use us in a way that is great and marvelous unto God today. My friend, God knows, what is it doing. Listen, the Bible says, again, in Philippians 4:13, it says, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Amen. I can do all things in Christ who strengtheneth me. My friend, God can give us what we need. I tell you, young ones, if those of you that knew me years and years ago, I was so timid. I was so backward. I couldn't even stand before in school and give a book report. But when God called me to preach, you know what? God got a hold of my heart, Brother Chris. God turned me every way but loose. He's a squeezing my heart that I thought I was going to die. My friend, whenever he began to show me some things in my life, he said, if you don't do what I asked you to do, this is what's going to happen. Buddy, I tell you what, Brother Troy, I run to the altar. I got in that altar and I prayed to God. I said, God, if you can take me and use me, I want to be used to you. And buddy, I surrendered to the call of God. And I'm going to tell you what, it's not been always, my friend, a cake all the time. But praise God, I'm glad it's been good. My friend, through the hard times and through the good times, it's all good. My friend, God is blessed and God will touch you and help you today if you just take the stand. Take that stand that God wants you to take today. Believe and know in whom you're talking to and speaking to. And listen, in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. You cannot do them in your flesh. Your flesh will let you down every time. Your flesh will make you fall on your face every time. You see, there's one time that I had a young man I was working with. And he wanted me to come up to his church and preach. And I said, well, listen, your pastor's over your church. I said, I ain't coming unless your pastor asks me to come. Well, about 2 weeks later, he come back and said, he said, Kenny, pastor said for you to come on Wednesday night. So I said, okay, I'll be there. Well, I got up there on Wednesday night and he didn't know me from Adam. He asked me if I was a preacher. I said, yes, sir. He said, well, just come on up and preach in. I fell flat on my face. Flat on my face. I went out that door. I mean, I was so discouraged. And I just said, Lord God, I made a mess out of this thing tonight. You know why? This young man wouldn't listen to God. This young man told me something that wasn't told him. And my friend, I wasn't in the will of God. My friend, whenever you walk in the will of God, God's going to take care of things. They're all going to come together. They might not come together the way you want them, but they're going to come together the way God wants them. Amen? My friend, God is so good and so gracious today. I appreciate the Spirit and the power of God that will come in our heart and our life. But we can do them, my friend, in the presence of God, in the strength, my friend, of Almighty God. Listen, the Bible said, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. My friend, number two, you got to put on the whole armor of God. If you look back in Romans chapter 3 and verse number 10, it talks about that armor being the light. That armor being the light. When you put on that whole armor of God, you're putting on the armor of light. Now, who is the light? My friend, that light will lighten our path. That light will help us, my friend, and direct us in where we need to go. Youngs, when we start to put on the whole armor of God, that light of Almighty God in our life, youngs, listen, we know that we need to go to God in prayer. We know that we need to be in God's will. And God puts that light of armor on our heart and our soul today. My friend, we can stand in the presence of God with all courage and be very courageous. Because I'm doing what God wants me to do. Youngs, if every one of us would take just a few minutes a day to get on our knees before God and say, God, I'm praying for this. I'm praying for this. And I'm praying for this. And get up off your knees and believe what God said in His Word. My friend, if we'd just do that, you'd be amazed what God could do in our heart and in our life today. Young'un's prayer is a key. Brother Troy, I appreciate his message. And man, I just couldn't believe it. I went out the door, me and Shirley's going home. I said, Troy doesn't preach my message tonight. Young'uns, it is amazing what we can do if we tear down the altar and rebuild it. Amen? Praise God. I'll tell you what. When we do that, God can do in our life what needs to be done today. My friend, that armor of life, a light in our heart today. In the flesh, you can't see God. But God can shine that light so you can. In the flesh, you cannot see God. But God can shine that light on you and in you so you can. My friend, God knows what we need, every single one of us in this building tonight. God knows what we need. And if we stand for Him, you've got to put on that armor of light. You've got to have that armor of light on. My friend, where God knows exactly what He wants you to do. Listen, we are no match for Satan. Absolutely no match for Satan today. We have got to have God in our heart and in our life. In 2 Corinthians, I want to read just a verse to you. Chapter number 10 and verse number, well, I said a couple, about five. The Bible said chapter in 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse number 1. Now I, Paul, myself beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who is in presence and base among you, but being absent, am bold unto you. Paul was simply saying this. He says, I'm gentle and soft when I'm in your presence. He said, but when I send you a letter, this word of God that Paul sat down and penned down with his own hand, he said, I want you to know then, my friend, that it's bold, my friend, to you today. You read some of Paul's writings, how bold they are. But Paul in the flesh was meek and mild. Sometimes we get to the place in our life that we fail to trust God like God wants us to trust Him. Sometimes we get in the place of our life that everything's just so-so, and I'm just not going to rock the boat. I'm just going to go out alone. But listen, the Bible said, but I beseech you that I may not be bold when I am present with that confidence wherewith I think to be bold against some, which think of us as if we walked according to the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. You understand what Paul's saying? He said, I walk in this flesh, but I don't war after the flesh. My friend, he said, I know God is my Father. He's the light of my life. That armor is on me. That light of armor is on me. And He's going to do my fighting. I'm not going to do it. He's going to do it. He's going to take care of every need in my life. He said, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Now you know what strongholds are tonight? Strongholds is something in your life that the devil's got you bound with, and you need that out of your life where God can use you to the fullest potential that God wants you to use you. Those strongholds need to be pulled down and pulled out and let God take hold of it. Listen. Verse 5, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted himself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. My friend, even the very thought of our mind, we need to bring that in to the obedience of Christ. Preacher, that's all I do. Listen, I want to tell you something. If you ever stand for Christ, you got to have this armor on. If you ever going to love Him and work for Him, my friend, you've got to realize that it's not the flesh that you're fighting. My friend, Jesus Christ is in our heart and our life. We're supposed to love one another and share this love of God, my friend, to that person that needs it most. And you do that with humbleness. I've said so many times in this pulpit and others, you don't have to tell a drunk that he's a drunk. You got to share the love of God with him. You got to come down and say, listen, I'm going to tell you about somebody that loves you. Somebody that cares about you. Somebody that can save you if you'll just give your heart and your life to him. My friend, you'd be amazed what God can do in the lives of people like that. If we'll just do that today. Let God be God in our heart and our life today. My friend, we have to stand and realize today that we're no match for Satan. We've got to have God. My friend, we've got to have him in our heart and in our life. We've got to have him, my friend, in everything that we do. My friend, the Bible said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual weaknesses, spiritual wickedness in high places. My friend, we need to realize today that those things that's holding us back from serving God and worshiping God, we need to get them out. Get them out. My friend, God, you get them out of my life. You help me to be all I can be for you today. My friend, the Bible says in verse number 13, listen to what it says. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, look at that first word of the next verse, stand. Praise God, I'm telling you what's the truth, children. Been times in my life I was going to throw my hands up, say, I'm done. I bet you I've done that 100 times in my ministry. I'd come home up the road, tell my wife, I say, listen, I'm done. But young as my feet, before I got a mile up the road, God done deal in my heart, said, son, listen, what did I call you to do? He said, I called you to preach the word. He didn't tell me there'd be 1,000 saved under my ministry. He didn't tell me they'd want to be saved under my ministry. He said, you just preach the word. My friend, listen. We need to get to the place in our life that we're going to stand for God. And when you've done all that can be done, the Bible said, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with the truth and having on the breastplate of righteousness. My friend, when you think you can't stand anymore, God said stand. When you think you've done all you can do, I went just as far as I can go, stand. The devil's going to fight you. The devil's going to fight you when you walk out them doors tonight. My friend, he's going to be right there knocking on your heart's door and trying to discourage you, trying to get you down to where he can really get into your mind and get into your heart. My friend, listen, we need to stand up for God. And when you get to that point that you can't stand, just keep on standing. Stand therefore. My friend, don't let the devil have the upper hand in your heart and your life. Whatever God wants you to do, I don't care what it is, you stand. When you get to that point in your life, I'm going to tell you something. God will speak to your heart and say, oh, yes, you can. Crawled right back in the pulpit. Crawled right back in there fighting hell by the acre, but still preaching the word of God. My friend, that's what God will do. He'll help us if we'll just stand. Youngins, sometimes God deals with our heart and we don't want to stand. Youngins, when God's opened that door for us to stand for him, we need to stand up and say, yes, Lord, you give me what I need to say. You give me what I need to do. I might stand and do whatever you want me to do today. Youngins, I want to tell you something. If you preach this infallibility of God's word, especially the King James. You can go to this other stuff and you can tickle their ears and you can squirt that rose water around on them and you make them laugh and you make them get in the aisle and roll up and down the aisle. My friend, you can do all that. But you stand on the book. You preach hell hot and heaven sweet. I'll guarantee you there'll be somebody in your face. My friend, that finger in your face just giving you that. My friend, it'll make you feel about that tall. Until that Spirit of God comes in and then you, man, you grow up and you look at them and say, listen, brother, I love you in the Lord. I love you in the Lord. I'm not saying this to pin any roses on myself. I was at the church, not here, the other church. I mowed the church yard. I was out there mowing. This fella didn't like me, lived down the road there. And I just a mowing with a push mower on the side of the bank. All of a sudden, a car come in there and that car just... He tried to run over me. He jumped out of that car. Got in my face, called me everything that you could ever name. But you know what I done? I looked at him with a smile on my face and I said, listen, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you. God took that man out of here not long after that incident happened. Not because of that incident, but God took him out. Youngs, I'm telling you today, sometimes you want to quit. Sometimes you just want to throw your hands up and say, listen, I've done all I can do. When you get to that point, what does the Bible say? When you've done all to stand, stand. Praise God, stand. Stand for God. Love God. Serve God. Do what God wants you to do. My friend, stand for Him. If it upsets the devil, so be it. Stand for God. Love Him and serve Him. My friend, He'll bless your home. He'll bless your life. You'll be amazed what He can do in our heart and our life today. My friend, listen. We need to stand for God. My friend, if you know that you're saved by God's amazing grace, nobody, absolutely nobody, can convince you that you're not. If you know in your heart, 100%, preacher, I've been born again by God's amazing grace. My friend, there's nobody can convince you that you're not saved. I don't care how many times the devil comes to you, says, listen, Kenny, if you hadn't said that, if you hadn't thought that, if you hadn't done that, my friend, because of that, you know you're not saved. Youngs, I'll tell you something. October 13, 1973, God pinned down my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Nailed enough devils in hell itself to take my name out of that book. It's there. Have I been perfect from that day to this? Absolutely not. I've got this to deal with. This is called flesh. My friend, we need to die out to this every day. And if you die out for it to every day, you're still going to have to deal with it. When you've done all you can do to stand, stand there for. My friend in God, say, Lord God, I'm walking with you. I'm serving you. I'm living for you. My friend, listen. If you know that you're saved, nobody can tell you that you're not. Look in verse number 18. The Bible said, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. And watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. My friend, that's the warrior's resource. You cannot do it with this. You've got to do it praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Preacher, I ain't always in the Spirit, and I ain't always in the Spirit either. But you know how you get in the Spirit? Get alone somewhere by yourself. If it has to be the woods, go to the woods.
My friend, it don't matter where it's at. You get alone by yourself. Get on your knees and tell God how unwretched and how ungodly you are. My friend, and ask Him to come in and help you. My friend, all of a sudden you'll be a turn new ground up. My friend, you'll be a shouting and a praising God because the Spirit of God moved in on that. And God done for you what needs to be done in your life today. Young as I ain't afraid of the Holy Spirit. Praise God, He done in my life what needed to be done in my life. And I love the Spirit of God. I love the Spirit. This, y'all in the choir, man, I tell you, you can get on me. Buddy, I tell you, the Spirit of God begins to move in my heart and my life. Brother Pastor Mark and Stan and preach the word of God. I'm about ready to shoot out of here. But the devil said, now listen, you've done that a time or two and you sit still. You don't do it no more. I want to tell you something, young as you might hear it. When the Spirit of God moves in my life, I'm going to do it. Whatever it is, I'm going to mind God. Amen. Let Him do in my life what needs to be done. I promised Him when He spoke to my heart about preaching, I said, Lord, if You won't do what You said You're going to do, I'm going to preach. I announced my call to preach. The first thing I done, Brother Feldman Cheek will always be my pastor. Always be my pastor. Brother Feldman got down there beside me. He said, Kenny, you might as well go ahead and surrender. He said, I knew months ago God's calling you to preach. You might as well go ahead and do it. I surrendered that night. The next day, oh man, I felt about that high. I went to Brother Feldman and I said, Preacher, I want to preach and I want to do like you do. You know what Feldman said? He said, you can't be like me. You got to be Kenny. What great advice that he gave me. I am Kenny. There ain't but one of me. Brother Troy, there's just one of you. Brother Chris, there's just one of you. You just do the way God wants you to do. Don't you worry about anybody else. You preach the Word of God the way you want to preach it. You pray the way you want to pray. You witness the way you need to witness. You work for God the way you need to work for God. My friend, it's nobody else's business between you and God. That was the best advice that he had ever gave me. He said, Kenny, you just be Kenny. And that's what I've tried to be all my life. It's just Kenny. I am what I am. What you see is what you get. That's all I can tell you. Listen, we need to pray continually. Pray for your brother and sister in Christ. Every day it passes by, we ought to take at least a few minutes out of that day. Get somewhere, if you pray with a family, Shirley and I pray together. I pray by myself. I go out in the woods and pray. I've been everywhere just about, and God tell me to pray. I hit the ground, I go to praying. But you need to take time out to pray. I told the men in the prayer room, I said, listen, I still got to get the register and put your face with your name. I don't know everybody in here, but I'm praying for everybody every day. Every one of you. Every person that comes in this building, my wife and I pray for you every single day. And that's what we need, gentlemen. When you've done all to stand, stand. Very quickly, I want to show you some things about this armor. The Bible says that we need to put on the whole armor of God. To be able to stand in that evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. There's nothing any greater than the truth of God's Word. And having your loins girded about with truth. Every step you take,
My friend, the Word of God ought to be in leading you and guiding you in every step that you and I take. It says, having your loins girt about with truth and having a breastplate of righteousness. That breastplate that goes over our chest. Having the righteousness of God. Young as this, our righteousness is filthy rags. My friend, but Jesus Christ made us righteous through His blood that He shed on Calvary. He said, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Young'uns, we today need to tell folk, hey, God can put peace in your life. Amen. All the turmoil that's going on in our world today, God can put peace in their heart and in their life. My friend, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, take the shield of faith. Without faith, is it impossible to please God? You've got to have faith. Amen. Can you touch it? Can you see it? Can you feel it? No, sir. But you know it's there. You know it's there. I've got faith in my heart and in my life to believe God would do what He said He would do. He said, the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked. When that person begins to throw them darts at you, just hold up that shield and it'll deflect them off. And when you put the shield back down, make sure you got a smile on your face. Make sure you got the love of God in your heart. Don't let, you know, it's easy today. If you say something against me, I'm going to say something back to you. I mean, that's the flesh, ain't it? If you hit me, I'm going to hit you back. That's the flesh. But it takes the grace of God to look and say, listen, brother, I'm praying for you and I love you. I appreciate you. My friend, that takes the grace of God. It says, and take the helmet of salvation. My friend, that helmet that covers our head. That helmet of salvation that God has given every one of us tonight. And the sword of the Spirit. This sword of the Spirit. This sword, which is called the Word of God. When we lift up that Word of God, there's something about it, ain't it? I don't know where yours stays during the day, but mine stays right on the little desk there as I start down the hall, right past the kitchen. I know where it's at every day. I walk by, I pick that thing up, and there's just something about it. I love to go outside when I can and sit in that swing. Some of you come by and saw me sitting in the swing. I love to go out there and sit in that swing and open that sword up and just rub my hand on it and say, Lord, You show me something. I begin to turn a page and all of a sudden it jumps out at me. A few weeks ago, it's probably been, I don't know, 5 or 6 weeks ago, I wasn't feeling well. Went down to the emergency room. Wasn't feeling well. I didn't go to sleep for 2 nights. Stayed up all night for 2 whole nights. The next morning I got up out of my chair, I was sitting in. Shirley had went off to work. And I got that sword. I went out there and I sat down in that swing. And I said, Lord, I can't handle this much longer. I said, You got to take care of this in my life. And I turned over the there and I started reading. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Tears begin to run down my cheeks sitting out there. I trying to, you know, sometimes folks stop by at the house and I said, Lord, don't let nobody stop by me crying like he is. So I got up and went in the house. And when I went in the house, and I sat down again, the Lord looked, just spoke to my heart and said, Kenny, everything's going to be all right. The third day, third night, all that left. The fever left. Everything that was in my life just left. I praise God. I sat there in that chair in the middle of the night saying, thank you, Lord, for taking this from me. You see, I'm a baby when it comes to pain. I'm a baby when I'm sick. She can tell you. I am absolutely a baby. But God let me go through 2.5 days of something in my life that I had no control of until I got to the point of my life, Lord, you take it from me. You know, I thought I could do it myself. Yeah, I'm strong. I'll do it myself. Yeah, God will show you how strong you are. God took that away in 2.5 days. That next morning I got up, man, I was feeling good. Feeling good. Shirley said, well, you must be better. I said, I'm a lot better. I feel good. I'm going to tell you something, children. God knows what He's doing. Amen. He knows what we need. And we just got to, when we've done everything we can do, stand again. Stand more. Stand strong. When we've done all to stand, stand. Stand for God. Be strong in God. Be very courageous. Let God do in your life what needs to be done in your life. God will help you if you do it. He'll bless you if you do it. Just keep the armor of God on. Let Him do in your life what needs to be done. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. That's the key to everything, is this book that we hold, that we carry, that we lay at home. I hope you don't put it in your car from one Sunday to the next. I've seen them do it. You've seen folks do it. But I hope you take this book and you sit down and begin to look at it and read it and study it. God, you show me in this what you want me to see. God will do it for you today. When you can stand, keep on standing. Keep on standing. When you've done all to stand, you keep standing. Let God do what needs to be done in your heart and your life. Youngers, I appreciate the opportunity to stand before you and try to preach the Word of God. I really do. I appreciate you. I love you. If there's anything that I can do for you, me and Shirley, you just let me know. I'll be glad to do it. I love you in the Lord. I want to see God save your loved ones. That's why after 35 years, almost 35 years of pastoring, it's hard for me to, when somebody comes up here at the altar, it's hard for me to sit there and not come up. I'm praying for you, and sometimes I may ask you, are you saved? If you're not, I'd love for you to tell me so I can pray for you even more. But God has, He's got something for every one of us that we can do if we'll just let God do it in our life. Let Him do for us what needs to be done in our heart and our life. Church, I love you. I don't want to be mean. I'm gentle as a lamb. I am. I'm just as gentle. I'm soft spoken, and I just I don't want to be mean, but I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm going to tell you the truth. Like her or not, I'm going to tell you the truth. If you got something to, you know, if you got something to talk to us about, you just holler at me. We'll sit down and talk about it. Amen. Amen. When I've done all to stand therefore. Young as I'm going to stand for Him. I pray that you'll stand for Him too. Let God be God in your heart and your life. Pray like you've never been praying. You've been praying for Pastor Mark. I've been praying for Pastor Mark. That's why there was 3 saved until tonight. After tonight, they're going to be 6 saved. You wait and see. God's going to save somebody tonight. We need to pray one for another. Asking God's will to be done in our heart and our life. All right. If you stand with us, please. Amen. Dear Father, we thank Thee, Lord God, again for this day. Thank You, Lord God, for the opportunity, Lord, to share, Lord God, this message, Lord God, with these folks tonight. Father, I know, Lord God, that You'd be with us, Lord God. You said for us to be very courageous, Lord God, to stand, Lord God, when we've done all to stand. Just keep standing. Father, Lord, I pray, God, that You would encourage every heart in this building tonight. God, You would just move, Lord God, upon them. Father, Lord, I don't know, Lord God, the burdens that these folks carry. Lord God, I pray, God, that every burden upon every heart, Father, Lord, I pray, God, that You would just come into that life, Lord God, and take care of it, Father, Lord, whatever it may be. Father, Lord, I pray, God, if it be a loved one that needs to be saved, Father, Lord, it doesn't matter what it is. God, I pray, Lord God, You just move in that heart and that life. You would help them, Lord God, to realize, God, that without You, I cannot do nothing. But Lord God, I know, Father, Lord, that You'd have us to when we've done all to stand, just keep standing. Just keep praying. Just keep loving. Just keep preaching. Just keep testifying. Lord God, just keep doing what You would have us to do. And Father, Lord God, You'll have Your work done. Lord God, the way You want it done. Father, I pray, God, that You bless every soul in this building. Bless every family. Lord, every member of this church. I pray, Lord God, You would just bless them and help them, Father, we pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.